We're doing Dov's minute, and we're doing a quick overview of Tefillah. So we had learned last time that we say the Birkot HaShachar, and now we're up to everything in between Birkot HaShachar and Psukei DeZimra. So technically, there are pious people who say the Akedah every day. It is correct that a person should say Korbanos every day. When Abraham Avinu was promised the land of Israel, he said, "What happens when my children sin?" God said, "They'll bring sacrifices." Abraham Avinu said, and what happens when there is no temple? God said, they'll read the parshios of the sacrifices, and I'll consider it as though they brought the sacrifices. If a person doesn't manage to say korbanos before davening, he should say it after davening. I usually say Birchos HaTorah at home, and then worst case scenario, I'll say the korbanos en route to shul, if I see I'm not going to get there early enough to say it. Le'olam Yadam Yirei Shamayim is a blessing that was instituted early in Jewish history, and there are different customs as to whether it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Et Shemcha Barabim, or is it just Baruch Mekadesh Et Shemcha Barabim. Everyone should stick to their custom. In the middle of that blessing, we say Shema Yisrael, and if a person sees he's going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, so he should say the full Shema. If a person is uncertain whether he will make Zman Kriya Shema, he should say the full Shema, and never mind if I'll make it to say it on time, so then what I say later will be the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And if I do not make it to say it on time, then when I say it right now, that will be the fulfillment of the mitzvah.